A century-old remedy used to treat sick turtles in Queensland is helping develop alternatives to antibiotic treatment in humans. Known as Phage A, it's proven successful where antibiotics failed. Nance Haxton reports.
At first blush, it may seem that turtles and humans don't have much in common, but scientists at James Cook University have found an amazing similarity, that antibiotics can be as harmful as they are helpful when treating illnesses in both. Sick or injured turtles are usually given a course of antibiotics, but researchers found the antibiotics killed off good bacteria in the turtles' guts, making them unable to digest seagrass. James Cook University's senior virologist, Dr. Ellen Ariel, says they had to find an alternative.
What we found was that many of the turtles that we surveyed did have very high levels of multi-drug resistant bacteria, which meant that all these bacteria could not be treated with our traditional procedures.
They turned to Dr. Lisa Elliott for help. She's a specialist in phage therapy, a relatively little-known alternative to antibiotics that use viruses to target bad bacteria.
A bacteriophage is a bacterial virus. So it doesn't affect animal cells or plant cells or anything else. Its job is simply to infect bacterial cells. So instead of using something like an antibiotic or an antimicrobial or a disinfectant or something like that, which is not selective at all and knocks out all the good and the bad bacteria, we can use phage just to knock out the bad guys and leave everything else intact.
The results of the alternative therapy on the turtles were so positive that it's hoped phage will help overcome the problem of antibiotic-resistant bacteria in humans as well.
With antimicrobial resistance coming in and being such a major global problem, the Western countries are looking at trying to find alternatives to antibiotics or at least something that can reduce the uses of antibiotics.
It could provide an alternative for humans as well, the examples that we're learning from animals, such as the turtles.
Absolutely. And as I said, for the past 60 years, it's actually been used extensively in human medicine in parts of Europe, and particularly for things like MRSA, which is a terrible hospital-acquired disease, and Pseudomonas in Burns patients, Pseudomonas in cystic fibrosis patients. All of those sorts of bacterial problems that we have, well, here in Australia and all over other parts of the Western countries, can now be addressed with this therapy. So it's actually really exciting to be involved in it.
Dr. Ariel says the Unusual Alliance has produced results far better than they had hoped.
The research is continuing for other bacteria as well, also associated with turtles. Well, phage therapy is really old. It actually existed before penicillin and antibiotics. So we hope that it's something that will be used not only for turtles but also for other creatures.
Dr. Ellen Ariel on phage therapy, ending Nance Haxton's report.